Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hope you're having a great day. Mike and I had a spirited conversation about Nick Saban testifying in front of Congress, talking about helping college football. And look, it does need help. I don't know if this helps or not. Interesting things coming in from our listeners about, hey, because I was saying I felt like this is a little bit hypocritical for Saban, who ran college football the way he wanted to do it. And now it's like, all right, the rules have changed, and now we need all this change. But we do. Look, I don't think there's a college football fan, Mike, that watches the sport right now or watches where this is going that loves the direction of it.
It's funny because people ask us, well, how would you fix college football? I always say the same thing. Get a time machine, because you got to go back to like 1990, and you got to get the NCAA to just allow. Again, it's, you could have nipped this in the bud. I know we're crying over spilt milk, but before the Ed O'Bannon trial and everything else, all you had to do was the NCAA, like, okay, 1% of all TV revenue from football and basketball goes to the athletes.
This would have been done.
And then everybody has walk-around money. You know, it would probably come out to get guys making 50 grand a year. Everybody.
Yep.
Like the 50, you know, the 60th guy on the roster.
It would have been done.
They didn't do it.
No, it's look, it's valid.
Amateurism.
Well, because they were so stuck on this. And let's be honest, this is the other part. This isn't just Nick Saban. This was coaching across the board. Coaches wanted control, Mike, and they had it.
Right.
They could leave.
Anytime they want.
They could take other jobs. They could leave kids high and dry, but they didn't like the fact that kids were you know, the idea of them being able to leave when they wanted to. So all of this is played out. But, yeah, it's interesting stuff. We'll get back into that because he did have some interesting comments. We're talking about Coach Saban today testifying in front of Congress. They're trying to get this bill passed, guys. It needs bipartisan support. This is the only way it's going to happen. It's not going to be the NCAA. Mike's talked about this. The NCAA is not going to do this.
And one of the things we talked about, you know, Michigan, it's egregious. Everybody knows what it is. Slap on the wrist. I mean, a show cause for a guy who's moved on to the NFL is nothing. And so the NCAA, Carl's basically the argument that it's too big to fail. So they're not going to investigate. One thing we learned from folks is when they went to NIL and everything started, all the compliance people for the NCAA, or I should say all the investigators, became compliance officers for all the big schools.
They left.
So they don't have anybody to investigate in the first place. That's why it takes them 2 years to get under the fingernails of Michigan.
It's a great point. And by the way, when you have 100, 150 years of football, you're not killing it.
No.
And that's just the reality. All right, let's talk some Falcons because Drake London gets his deal. Here's where I think a lot of people are like, wait a minute. He's the third highest paid now wide receiver in the league behind Jaxon Smith-Njigba and Ja'Marr Chase. The answer is yes. But understand, timing is everything. This isn't Drake London pounding his feet and his agent Mike saying, if we're not top three, that's not how this works. Drake London's 24 years old. When you start talking about, you know, again, JSN is also 24. He had an amazing year. Seattle wins the Super Bowl. Guys, he gets rewarded. But I think when you start talking about being a guy in the top five, and I think that's where we had him pegged, Mike.
Right.
We didn't know what the number would look like, but I said anything over 35 I thought would be too much. That's me. But if he got it, so be it, because the timing of it is, who set the market last, and then when are you up?
Now, we didn't have a lot of cap space last year. At least we didn't seem to, and we're not capologists. Now, as you know, we've got some new people. We got this guy we brought from the Eagles, who's apparently one of the best at it, to be vice president of football. But Garrett Wilson got his contract extension. The reason I mentioned him, he's in the same draft class as Drake London.
Yes.
He got 30, it would average out to 32.5. So you and I always thought that was the starting off point. So 35 sounds about right. It's not on the books this year. He's paying for $16 million for the fifth-year option.
That's right.
But next year it kicks in. But Drake right now, yeah, 32.5 puts him over Justin Jefferson as far as the totality of the package. The value is $141 million. Justin Jefferson's contract was $140
million. Let me ask you guys this. Do you see our guy in the same light as, and I'm not going to use Chase or Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, DK Metcalf, Mike just mentioned Garrett Wilson, A.J. Brown, who just got traded, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Do you see him in the same light?
I think with a decent quarterback, when he can see, the thing is,
and that's the key, right?
He didn't, you know, he had, think about it, he had Marcus Mariota, Desmond Ridder, Kirk Cousins, the one year he gets over 1,000 with Kirk Cousins was reliable. And the one thing we said now, I have not seen any Falcon fans say it was too soon or he doesn't deserve it or whatever. I think he's one of the toughest guys on the team. We talked about his intensity. This guy's an alpha. He's a leader. He played through a lot of pain. As many games as he missed last year, he probably should have missed 3 or 4 more, if we're honest. Mm-hmm. But he wouldn't do that. And he run. Think about the other things. You got a run block on this team. He does that.
You do.
And he makes the contested catches. And they generally has to because rarely has the ball been in his hands in a catchable position the last 4 years.
I think for Ian Cunningham, our new general manager, Matt Ryan, president of football, this is the first big deal for them. It's not going to be their last. But I think here is the commitment to understanding, and this was a no-brainer for me, actually, guys, and I hope it was for you as Falcon fans. You drafted him 8th overall. You developed him, even though he's been through a couple of different coaches.
Right.
And he has proven he's worthy. You pay him. He's a core guy. And if you're going to make – inroads towards trying to get not only to the playoffs but to a Super Bowl, I think he's a big part of that. And again, age matters. He's a young guy. We forget how young Drake is.
Right.
And so, you
4-year extension, by the way.
No, it's great. I think, Mike, again, you look up, he's 28, maybe 29. He maybe gets another big bag.
Right. Bryce Johnston, by the way, that's the guy we hired from the Eagles. Yes. That was their cap guy. He's now our senior vice president of football operations.
Good call. So I just, I think if you have any issues with this or you're going, why are we doing this now? And like, this was when it should have been done. We said before the season started. Once the season starts, they don't do these things. Then the other part of it is, what was the number? It doesn't hurt us. The cap continues to go up. Don't get caught up in, well, how are we going to pay Bijan? They will. How are we going to do that? They will. This is simply about right now, Drake's time, and they take care of him. And I'm glad they did, Mike, because it also sends a message to all these young guys. Jalen Walker,
right,
the James Pierce Juniors of the world. Keep performing. And you're going to be in this same spot in a few years where we're taking care of you. I think that's important.
The only thing that came up, some guys brought it, why not Bijan first? I mean, look, you could do it. You know, Dimitroff would generally take care of guys sometimes going into the 4th year to kind of get ahead of it.
Yeah.
But now with the cap going up, the only guys that we looked at in the immediate future, you got 2 more years with Penix. If he balls out and becomes that guy, you'll have the 5th-year option. So you've got 3 years. You don't have to worry about that. Is Bijan, of course, is going to get paid, and he'll reset the market for running back as well. He should. You got to worry about Jesse Bates. Is he a guy that'll be a cap casualty? Only if you mishandle it. You got Bergeron, right? Matthew Bergeron will need a contract too. And then Jake, Jake is. You look at our contracts right now. Lindstrom, I think Lindstrom's the biggest number before Drake got his new deal. Now Drake obviously is a big dog,
and Lindstrom's lived up to it. By the way, he's been all that. If you asked me about the company of guys that he's now in with just the salary, right? We're talking about the annual average value, which is 35.2. And again, it kicks in next year. I would tell you, just like Jamar Chase or Njigba or Jefferson or Lamb, he is the go-to guy on this team. And that's what I would tell you. As far as we need a first down, I need to throw the ball in the end zone. I said this to Mike earlier. I don't know if there's another contested wide receiver, like 50-50 ball guy in the league outside of Mike Evans, who's now a little bit older, a little bit long in the tooth. But Mike, early in his career, that's where he made his hay. You throw it up there, you didn't have to be perfect. He played with like 9 quarterbacks before he won a Super Bowl with Brady, Mike, and every year he's putting up 1,000 yards. I think it allows your quarterbacks, and now this gets to Penix and Tua, you don't have to be perfect with Drake. You can put it out there, he'll make a play on the ball.
And I think Puka Nacua would be in that category. Of course, he's had some silly things off the field. That's why they're not giving him an extension just yet. They're kind of Rams like, we'll wait for you. We're not going to rush that.
We'll wait.
Speaking of being in timeout, and now he's out of timeout, and we never thought it was going to be anything. We knew this was a bunch of nothing. You missed it earlier, guys. It happened about 2 o'clock. It came official that Zachariah Branch had the charges dropped by Athens-Clark County. The ESPN report said that Georgia State prosecutors looked at the evidence, video, and said that he did not commit a crime the night of the arrest back on April 19th when he was told to basically move off the sidewalk. Sounded like, sounded like a bit of an ego trip, but a cop or a guy, you did not respect my authority. Either way, that's over with. Done.
Overzealous?
Yeah. I mean, look, there are things that are worth getting upset over. That's not it. Especially when you got a bunch of like 100 different people on the sidewalk and you pick on the Georgia football player to tell him, oh, you're not listening to me?
Yeah.
Turn around, put your hands behind your back.
We had Zachariah on maybe the second day of the first OTAs.
Right. So impressive.
Yeah, it was our first time to have him on the show. And we'll get him throughout the course of the season and all the things that are going to play out. But, yeah, Mike said earlier, like, we've talked to at least a few Georgia players that have been drafted, by the Falcons. And they're just ready. We said it the day after or the day of the interview, and Jalen Walker, he walked out of the studio with this up there at Flyer Branch, and I said to Mike, dude could be a CEO right now.
Just like impressive.
Yes. I mean, he feels accomplished. But even though he hadn't done anything yet for the Falcons on the football field, he just had an air about him. And I feel the same way about Zachariah Branch. His approach, Mike, and that's what you're hearing from his teammates, right?
Right.
He's going to make plays, guys, but it's that approach. Hey. I get back to all to say that, Mike, just to get back to he ain't a troublemaker, y'all. No. That's not his DNA.
And for guys who are only hearing one side of this conversation in your ears, the way you're processing it, we back the blue. We know it's a tough, thankless job, but sometimes it's tough and thankless because sometimes cops do the wrong thing. But we know how difficult it is. We got a lot of friends in law enforcement, but this was it just seemed like the Barney Fife, Athens, Clark County, doing what they've done before when fighting the drug war, like 1/3 of an ounce at a time. You know, remember those guys get narked out in their dorms? Remember that day a couple of years back? It's like
who was smoking? Right,
call the SWAT team. We've got weed. You know, yeah. So either way, good for Zachariah Branch. As we said, we always felt it was a big nothing burger.
Hey, man, we want to give you a chance right now to win a staycation comfort giveaway from Reliable Heating and Air, which includes a $150 gas card, a $150 grocery gift card, and a free cooling system tune-up. All compliments of Reliable Heating and Air. Caller 5, Day-Day.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Day is going to win this nice staycation comfort giveaway from Reliable. Caller 5, 404-726-0929. Get on it, man. We're trying to help you out and help you for the summer. Thanks to our friends at Reliable Heating and Air.
Hey, man, do you ever wear socks that have individual toes in them?
No.
Works for Matt Olson.
Okay, we got to find out more about that with Grant McCauley next.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.